Welcome to The Word, a podcast for the Antioch College community. I'm Wyatt Sowers, a Miller Fellow at WYSO and a student at Antioch College. The Antioch College Speech and Debate Club was founded in 2012 by Antioch College Class of 2008 graduate and current Antioch Admissions Director, Micah Canal, as well as Class of 2016 students, Gabe Iglesia and Sarah Goldstein. When the club was first created, they had no idea how successful it would become. Starting in the fall of 2013, the club began competing in NEDA, or National Educational Debate Association tournaments, marking the first time that Antioch College has had a debate team in over 100 years. The club was so successful in these tournaments that they earned the Outstanding New Program Award from the NEDA, in addition to other awards won at intercollegiate tournaments. Here's an interview I had with Micah Canal.
How does the team prepare for competitions? Do you do anything special, or is it just normal practice?
Well, I think preparation for competitions sort of goes over the course of a given topic. So, for instance, every semester, the debate topic changes. So this fall, for instance, it was a values topic that we were debating. The resolution was that violence is a justified response to political oppression. Preparation starts when the resolution is released. The team gathers and sort of discusses the resolution, talks about different ideas, different sort of theoretical approaches to the issue, and then over the course of the term does sort of significant research to bolster individual points that they're making in affirmation or negation of the resolution. And then actually sort of before the first tournament, people will have actually practiced debating on both sides of the issue with one another several times, at least, on all sides of the issue. So what does that look like? That looks like basically two teams sparring in front of the rest of the team, and then having, after the match, having sort of a debrief on which side won and what points could have been made better, where cases could be strengthened. And so in that way, it's really a collaborative process.
I was also able to speak on the phone with Antioch College Class of 2017 student and debate team member Amelia Gonzalez while she was on co-op in Chicago. What is your most memorable experience with the debate team so far?
Oh, I think it was regionals, probably, because we stayed in a hotel. We had to stay overnight. And I remember we all felt like a real sports team, because Antioch doesn't have five teams. And so we felt very, like, proud of being from Antioch and being able to come this far in such a short amount of time, in only 3 months. And that last time, Keegan and I, my debate partner, we got first place. And actually, for the Speaker's Awards, Sarah Goldstein got first. I got second. Kid from another school got third, and then Hannah Craig got fourth, and Keegan Busick got fifth.
Wow. What did it feel like when you realized that, you know, you were coming in first place for this tournament?
It was very, very joyful, and Keegan and I were kind of laughing the whole way down because we didn't really, you know, we didn't know. We had never won anything to that high of a standard, so we were definitely very happy. And I remember just the whole team, because we all won, you know, we all, and even if someone didn't get an award, we really felt that we had come so far. So it didn't really matter the title, but rather just the fact that we all as a team got first place. We all worked so hard to get there, and in only 3 months, we were able to be a team that no one had ever heard of to one that was the top.
My name is Sarah Goldstein. I am an Antioch College student, second-year student from Austin, Texas, and I'm studying political economy.
The debate team's been pretty successful in its first year. What do you think? How do you think that was made possible?
I don't know. Something about it is kind of magical, I think, because we don't have an official debate coach. I mean, clearly Micah is the debate coach, but we don't pay someone to do that job. And we don't have some huge amount of funding. We don't have a debate program officially, you know, it's just an independent group. So I don't really know how it is that we came to be so successful. I mean, I don't know. If someone said, hey, do this again, I don't know that we'd be able to. I think there's something really valuable about each and every member of the debate team. I love all the members of the debate team. I think each person brings something unique to the group. And I also think that there's just something special about having such a dedicated coach and people who are, I think, by nature, the people who come to Antioch are people who want to affect change in the world. And debate is a really cool way of being able to do that with, you know, to utilize your intellect and your knowledge in a way that affects real change. So I kind of think it's like a bit about Antioch and a bit about the students and a bit about the coach and maybe just a bit of magic.
The next intercollegiate debate season won't begin until this fall, so the team won't be as active throughout the summer. But once the fall begins, you can look out for news of the debate team achieving more victories for Antioch College. Thanks for listening to this month's edition of the Antioch Word. Music for the Antioch Word was written, produced, and performed by Seth Kaplan. I'm Wyatt Sowers. Come back next month for another edition of The Word, right here on WYSO.org.